All right, let's talk about Hiatus Tequila. This is one coming out of NOM 1137, La Cofradía, which means the Brotherhood. And this is a distillery that's been in the town of Tequila for a long time. It's out on the edge, and they do have a really cool hotel there where when you go to stay in their hotel, you stay in these giant tequila barrels. And then you get the opportunity to tour their distillery. And La Cofradía has been making tequila for a long time, and they actually pump out quite a few brands. It's a distillery that back in the day, I really loved a lot of the tequilas out of there. And then they kind of changed a little bit. And now it seems like they're kind of making their way back to a really traditional type tequila. And Hiatus, actually, I met Brett Glaze, one of the owners who lives here in the Indianapolis area. And I was lucky enough to have him on the show. And he's the first brand owner that actually sat right here at my bar and drank the tequila with me. So today I'd like to do a review of the Hiatus Añejo. Okay, so let's pour this one out. This tequila is being made with ripe agaves from the lowlands. They're doing their cooking in a stone oven, and their extraction method is actually a screw mill, which is a little bit different process than the roller mill or the tahona, but it is an old school process to extract the juice from that cooked agave. They're using stainless steel tanks for fermentation. It's all open fermentation and wild fermentation. And they're using stainless steel stills with copper coils. So a stainless copper combination. So this one is a tequila that it seems to me like it's additive free. I'm not really picking up on any chemicals or any type of additives or things to change the flavor. So that's good. The owner started this tequila brand with an idea of wanting to have traditional tequila. He came from helicopter sales of all things. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he actually helped them get a piece of machinery that helps all of these stickers be labeled by hand, but with a template that helps them do it a little more. Because this bottle, if you look at it, there's a lot of stickers and things put on this to make it pretty hard if you were doing it by hand. So it's pretty neat the way they put this together. Well, let's dive into this one. On the nose, I instantly get the smell of a barrel room. That musty oak-filled room where you can smell the alcohol that's in there and you can smell the tequila and you get a little bit of that whiskey smell. It's like standing in the front of a bourbon barrel room, which is a pretty awesome smell. You do get the cooked agave. I get a lot of minerality as well. They're using a deep well water there in the area. So you're getting that tequila lowlands water right in this tequila. So let's dive into this a little more. All right. So on the nose, I definitely get cooked agave. I get that barrel room. I actually get a hint of dark chocolate as well. So let's dive into the taste of it. If you're a bourbon drinker and you're wanting to make a switch to drink something that you can drink it all night and wake up the next day not feeling like you drank all night, this is one to switch to. You get that that oak flavor. You get a caramel flavor. You get this a little bit of a whiskey type flavor in this. Keep in mind, it's been barrel aged for somewhere between 1 year and 3 years to make an añejo. The barrel flavors that you're getting out of this, although it's just an additional flavor to the agave because you still get the tequila and the agave flavor, the barrel nuance that it's added is a little bit of that whiskey, caramel, and oak flavor. And it's really nice. You get a little bit of that heat in the finish. Again, warm in the mouth, not when you drink it down. I get that dark chocolate in the flavor. I get just a hint of cinnamon and pepper in the finish and a nice cooked agave. So this tequila, I bypassed it for a long time on the shelves. I would see it there and think, oh, it's a 1137. I just didn't pick it up. And I had a friend who tasted it and said, dude, that's a really great tequila. And I jumped on Tequila Matchmaker. It did have good ratings. A lot of the people that I really respect on Tequila Matchmaker talked very highly about it as well. So I thought, hey, let's give it a try. I grabbed some of it. And then I met Brett online and had him come over and talk about his relationship with the brand as well. And it's pretty exciting. And it's neat to have a guy here in Indiana that's part of a tequila brand. So Hiatus, check it out. I'll put the website up here. They got some good social media as well. I'll kind of go through that. It's one that, like I said, if you're a bourbon drinker trying to make the switch over, this Añejo is a great one. They do have a great Blanco and Repo. And they also have a really strong single barrel program where they work with local bars, restaurants, liquor stores, and clubs to create Hiatus single barrels, barrel picks. So if you see one of those, pick it up, check it out. Check out Hiatus. Good tequila, guys.